pubs will now be allowed to sell alcohol on Good Friday in the Republic of Ireland after the Irish Parliament voted in favour of new legislation. It's been predicted that the move will boost tourism, but pubs here, they mainly comply with restricted opening hours from the Thursday before Easter until Easter Sunday. So is it time for a rethink in Northern Ireland in terms of our licensing laws around Easter here? 030 30 80 55 55. On the line, Reverend Philip Campbell and the travel editor Tim Hedgley. Good morning to you both.
Morning. Good morning.
Tim, set this out in terms of your reaction to this. Is this something that we should adopt here? And you know it will be reactive among many, and that they think there's no need to change. Things are fine here, and they have been for some time.
Yeah, I think there will be reaction to it. But I think I'm actually down in Dublin this morning for the Holiday World Show, and I've been speaking to some local residents down here, and I've been asking their views on it. Some of them didn't even realise that the law had been changed. And I spoke to two ladies who were Catholic, and they said they think that it should have remained the same, that the Easter period should remain sacrosanct and there shouldn't be any drinking on those days. And I said, but what about if you are not of the Christian faith? And they stopped and they thought, and they went, oh, yeah, fair enough. Well, as a Catholic, if I don't want to drink, I don't have to drink. And if somebody wants to drink, well, then they should be allowed to drink. And
okay.
I think it's fair that the Irish government are not now being prescriptive, and they're saying if you want to follow holy orders or whatever it is and not drink on Good Friday, you can do that.
So, Reverend Philip Campbell, it's a matter of choice then. If you no one's going to force you to drink alcohol on Good Friday, so why should we restrict others that might want to?
Yes, good morning, Vinny. I'm sure that like other Christians and not people who are not Christians at all, we're always very concerned about the abuse of alcohol and its effect on individuals and families and on the community. And it seems to me that it's not really a lot to ask that pubs should be closed for a few hours on Good Friday. Alcohol is available at all times of the day and in many, many outlets. I mean, why not refrain from it for a short period of time, giving you a chance to think about what Good Friday is?
What about those that don't want to think about that, Reverend Campbell, if they are not religious or perhaps just not Christian and they do not want to have their lives and the choices they make on that one day of the year affected by someone else's religion?
Well, I think it'd be a good idea to think about the death of Jesus for only a few hours. You know, it might lead to a change in their lifestyle, perhaps. No, I mean, I think that people have the choice to drink alcohol at all times, and even at that time on Good Friday, there's no restriction on them drinking at home or whatever. So, to me, it's a good thing to pause and reflect upon what Christ has done for us on the cross.
What about the tourism element of it, Reverend? Do you accept that it might affect that in some way, or do you think that is just something that is used to try and make this argument?
Well, I mean, I know that there's an argument that really involves the acquisition of a lot of cash over this. But I challenge the idea that in order to enjoy yourself, you need alcohol. I'm a lifelong teetotaler, and I haven't any suggestion. I haven't enjoyed life because of the fact that I've missed alcohol. No, there is an aspect of it that is to do with tourism. People may say, but why not? As I say, take a break from alcohol for an hour or two, and think about the one who died for us on the cross.
I understand the point you're making, but my question once again goes back to those that do not want to do that, those that are not religious and they do not want to sit and think about Jesus or God or Christianity or whatever sub-religion you are within that. They want to do what they feel like on Good Friday. What's your message to them?
Well, I was in Dublin a few years ago, and it was notable the fact that the city fell very, very quiet for those few hours on Good Friday. I thought that was a good thing. People, I can't force people to think whatever they want. You know, I can't change that. But it does give people an opportunity, and I think it's only one of 2 days in the year when the pubs are forced to stay closed. surely it's worth that.
Tim, just to go back to that point that Philip has just mentioned there, it's not a lot out of the 365 days of the year. Is it really that much to ask people to say, well, look, on this day, there's a slight restriction in Northern Ireland at the minute. Pubs on Easter Thursday, as you would call it, close at midnight. Good Friday, 5 to 11. Easter Saturday, close at midnight. And Sunday at 10. So really, are we asking a lot?
I think we're asking a lot because Philip used the word which is abhorrent to the European Convention on Human Rights. Forced. People are being forced because the Christian Church says that you shouldn't drink on Good Friday. That does not respect the rights of all the other people in the island of Ireland who are not Christian. And nobody should be forced. You know, if we were having a conversation today where the Jewish church or Sharia law said that you will not drink on Wednesdays, Thursdays and Mondays, there would be outrage.
Is that the same thing?
Of course it's the same thing.
So you're now saying 3 days a week as opposed to 2 days a year?
Yes, it's the principle that if a church...
Well, let me take that point and say if you went to a different country, if you were travelling abroad and you went to a country where, because of the religion that many in that country had, you were not allowed to drink on one day of the week, what would your reaction be there if it was not where you live?
I would have to respect the laws of that country. Take, for example, Saudi Arabia or any of the Emirates where it's generally illegal to drink alcohol unless you're in a specific region of the city or a five-star hotel or something like that. You have to respect the laws of the land. And I think what Leo Varadkar is doing down here in the south is wonderful. He's respecting everybody's rights. He's not being prescriptive. And he's saying, if you don't want to drink on Good Friday, you don't have to. But for the people who don't respect Christianity or don't subscribe to Christianity, their rights are being respected.
Okay.
Too,
final question to you, Tim, before we go to the phones. What about people that might work in those establishments that might be religious? They might believe they are Christians and they might say, I do not want to have to work on, you know, whatever hours it might be on Good Friday, Easter Sunday, where there's restrictions.
Well, the European Convention on Human Rights and European Work Time Directives protect those people. If they do not want to work on a religious holiday, they are allowed to speak to their employers to have an adjustment made that they don't have to work. So nobody will be forced through employment legislation, or should I say, nobody should be enforced through employment legislation to work in a pub on Good Friday if they do not want to.
Okay.
But there are lots of other workers out there who'd be quite prepared to earn the money.
Okay, let's go to the phones on this. 030 30 80 55 55. Sadie, good morning to you.
Morning.
What do you think?
I think what it said.
Good morning to you too.
No, that's Good Friday. I'm not a loser myself, and I would agree. The right to you is no to it.
What do you say, Sadie, to people that are not religious? And their interpretation of being a Christian or being a Catholic or Protestant means they can have a drink on Good Friday.
They can make that mistake themselves. You know, as soon as we'll cross that bridge and they come to it, someone is somewhere on that bit.
What about tourists, Sadie, that come in here? Do you think that this would impact them negatively? Would they look at that as a backward step?
I don't know now.
Okay, Sadie, thank you.
From the government, they understand that more. The people's prejudices.
Sadie, thank you. Ryan, good morning to you.
Good morning.
What do you think?
I just don't think it's fair that religious folk are able to sway legislation that other people that impinges on them on their freedoms, they can't have a drink. I think it has a detrimental effect to tourism and everything.
Even for a short period of time as it is, Ryan, for a couple of days, couple of hours, and the restrictions that they impose, is that really such a serious thing?
Well, you see, I think your intentions are amicable, but I don't think it's fair that, you know, to you, you know, Jesus is a big thing, but to us, it's not really relevant. It doesn't have the same relevance to us as what it does to you. So to use, you know, to use that against us, stop us having a drink.
Reverend Campbell?
Well, like I say, I don't go along with the idea that in order to enjoy yourself, you need alcohol.
Well, that's again, that's you're coming from your own position. You know what I mean? That's not the position of everybody else. You have to stop thinking that just because I feel this way and just because I've been brought into this doctrine, that that's the way everyone should feel. When you present your doctrine to everyone else, we think it's kind of, I don't mean to be offensive, but it sounds like a silly myth. We can sign that along with Santa Claus. I hope there's no children listening.
No, let's just not. Let's don't even do. Don't even test it.
Don't test what?
What you're about to say. There's no need for that. Anyway, but Reverend, just to come back to what Ryan has said there, in terms of
insulting.
I understand. Let's just let the Reverend come back to respond to that.
Religion.
Ryan, just a second. Reverend Campbell.
Yeah. Now, the Bible does have a lot of warnings about the dangers of excessive drinking. And when people get drunk, we know it's not a pretty sight. And it's interesting to note, I mean, the fruit of the Spirit is self-control. And alcohol can often threaten.
If you can't tar everyone, Reverend, with the same brush and suggest that you can't have a drink without getting drunk.
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm saying alcohol can threaten self-control. Ask the residents of the Holy Land.
Yes, but let's not condemn people that feel like they like to have a drink to enjoy themselves as well.
I can't force people to do anything, but all I'm suggesting is that on Good Friday, to think about Jesus, to think about his death upon the cross, surely we can take a few hours to do that.
Oh, please. Really, at the end of the day, it's down to people's choice here. This is about choice. And the Christian church is saying to the legislators that you can't drink on Good Friday. It has to be about personal choice. And why should we have to understand and go through the rules and regulations that the church and, you know, put upon us? The church has not covered itself in glory over the last 100 years, and more recently some of the scandals. So why should we have to look up to the church, some organization that has to teach us how to behave?
If you really wanted a drink, Tim, people could go to off licenses or supermarkets, or they could drink at home. Is that any kind of compromise?
Well, no, I don't think it is, because say, for example, you have a worker whose only 2 days off are Christmas Day and Good Friday. Maybe he or she wants to go out and enjoy themselves. Now, they don't necessarily have to drink, but if they want to go out and enjoy themselves, the law should not prescribe against that. And the church most definitely should not be prescribing what people should do. I think the church is a very ancient, you know, thing that tries to teach us to do things well. And yet the church has behaved so badly over the last, you know, 100 years, that they really are not the people that should be telling ordinary people how to behave.
Okay, Tim and Reverend Campbell, stay there for a moment. We'll speak to Jerry and June and Bill after your news at 9:30.